Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket as we take you up until 10 o'clock this morning. Been touching a lot of stuff. We've been mostly football all today, a little UFC. You can text show at 786-360-0790. Texter writes in, John was caught cheating. Also, he lost. First of all, he lost. He got disqualified. He didn't lose. So I don't acknowledge that loss. The steroids is a fair argument. The other thing that I think has a Khabib argument is I do feel like he's leaving out on top. Like, there's nothing to say that his run couldn't continue if he won. I don't see anybody beating him.
He's not one of those guys dragging UFC out.
Yeah, like when here's the other thing is like when GSP lost, and I'm not talking about his middleweight win against Michael Bisping. I mean, that was cute, but you know, he also beat Bisping. Like, I'm not. It's not like this. I think it's more of a cherry on top than it is speaks to his GOAT argument. When he lost, GSP nearly lost the welterweight title on his way out when he walked away to Johnny Hendricks. Khabib looks like he could keep going on for. He's not taking any punches. Nobody's hitting him in the face. He literally looks like he could do this for the next 10 years and nobody would stop him.
Because everybody's fighting him defensively.
Yeah.
Everybody's scared they're gonna get choked out.
Everyone is looking like they're just like, all right, I can't get gassed out. I can't get taken down. And so, you know, I think that he definitely has that going for him. So yeah, he has an argument. It's just in my opinion, like, John's the best guy I've seen do it, and I've been seeing him do it for 10 years. So that's fine. Like I said, and if anybody wants to call Khabib the GOAT, call him the GOAT. And John's not happy about it. Ooh,
I think
upset.
It has more to do with you've seen him do it for so long.
Yep.
That you're a little reluctant to give somebody the GOAT over him that's only been there for like 4 years. And though 4 years is a hell of a long time.
And we also, and UFC and MMA, it's such a young sport in the long spectrum of sports that it feels like we try and do these GOAT arguments, you know, every couple of years, everyone, oh, this guy's the GOAT. This guy's the GOAT. Where's this guy in the GOAT rankings? And it's like, you're going to keep having this climb to that status for years because it's all new. It's all happening. Robbie, hit the ID. Let's get to the sports desk, and I'll tell you how I ruined Pat Riley's weekend.
The Ticket is the home of every Miami Heat game.
Got it! Tyler from downtown with 6 points.
Who's learned how to bark?
WAXY South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Yeah, I hear your dog barking. He sounds terrifying.
Yeah, they left. So he barks at the door like they're going to come back.
Yeah, well, he'll learn.
Maybe he's barking for some Modelo Especial because it is the perfect beer for your home tailgate, a beer brewed with the fighting spirit. And it's also, these headlines are also brought to you by the Ryan Fields and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenience. So you, Tobin, you ruined Pat Riley's weekend.
I ruined his weekend. So he had his State of the Heat address on Friday, did the Zoom call with the media. And you guys know I've been doing a lot of Heat media stuff this year, just kind of for kicks. We've got the morning show, so I figured, why not? I'm going to be, you know, doing the press conferences. It's been great for us. We've gotten some good interviews. We got to sit down with Riley this year, which was cool.
First question is Brandon Tobin.
That's right. Thank you, Rob. So Riley had his Zoom press conference on Friday, talked for like 45 minutes after what was a long delay because they couldn't figure out a Zoom echo issue. But Riles was taught, you know, he's wax poetic. I want to get to a lot of the stuff that he said because, you know, he talked about Bam's extension. He talked about Jimmy Butler and Orkring and all that type of stuff, all the fun stuff. But my question, well, you know, everybody was asking all the stuff about the future. I wanted to ask about the finals. Like, I would, you know, it came up to me, everybody, you know, I had a couple things, like, in case my questions got ticked off Leroy. I was just like, all right, I want to ask about that. And by the time they got to me, I was like, all right, my last thing is the finals. It's kind of the last thing that was on my list. And so they get to me. And so I just asked Riles. I'm just like, all right. Should we just play the answer?
Yes.
All right. It's a long answer. No.
Wait. Are you going to play the answer without the question?
No, I want to play the question.
Because I hate when they do that, so-and-so said this, and we don't include the question, so it's
right.
We don't want to take it out of context.
I'm going to put, no, I have everything in there. It's a long answer, because the big point of this is...
We got 2 hours.
People took this quote, and they took two words in this quote, and they ran with it. And they made it seem, like Riley was a bitter old man this weekend. So not only did I ruin his question because I ruined his weekend with the question because I clearly made him go down a road that pained him to talk about the loss, but also then everybody took him out of context and made him seem like he was salty and bitter. So here's the question. Buckle up. It's a long one because he does a lot of reflecting in it. And I asked him about the finals, the injuries. And here's the Godfather to say.
Okay, our next question will be from Brendan Tobin from 790 The Ticket.
Hey, Pat, I wanted to know how you took in the NBA Finals. Game one, you lose two of your guys with Goran and Bam getting banged up. What was going through your mind as these guys are trying to fight to get back on the court? They do get out there. And I guess, is there any second guessing in your own self that, well, what if we did have them for the entire thing?
You can't do that. You just can't, you know, and... It's happened to me in my career before. At the moment of truth, in '83, we lost, you know, Irvin Johnson, Bob McAdoo, Norm Nixon. You know, the first two games of the finals against Philadelphia, and we got swept. You know, in 1989, we lost Irvin Johnson and Byron Scott to strained hamstrings, and we got swept. You hope you can get there, you know, through the regular season, through the playoffs. Through all those medieval moments, draconian moments in the playoffs when bodies are starting to hit the floor and, you know, the want on the part of both teams to win, you know, takes the physicality to another level. And mentally, you got to be ready for that too. So I hate to talk about it. It's an excuse. You know, I would have liked to win without Goran and Bam, you know, at 100%, but we just didn't have enough. Jimmy, you know, is Superman. You know, the two games that he had were two of the best games ever that I've seen in the finals. The two triple doubles to get us there, playing 47, 48 minutes. So, yes, you know, don't make me go back and do that because, you know, I'll think about it, you know, all winter and lament if only. And sometimes that's what you're dealt in the NBA Finals, and you got to try to find a way to overcome. If we had maybe more veterans or another player, you know, we had a lot of young guys that all of a sudden really had to step up and do double time and double down on their games and their performances. And so it's not easy. But, yes, I'd like to see what it would be like with everybody whole. But, you know, we'll get that shot again. And I'm just so proud of what our guys did. And we didn't, I'll tell you another thing. You know, the narrative about the end, the Lakers were great. They were a great team. And they have the greatest player in the game today in LeBron and Anthony Davis and a cast of, you know, real veteran players that knew what to do at those moments. So, you know, they beat us fair and square. They were the best team, but you know, there's always going to be that asterisk, that caveat. You know, if we had Bam and Goran was our leading scorer in the playoffs at 100%, you know, could have gone to the seventh game, you know, and or whatever. But thank you for reminding me to get the best. I appreciate that. But I'm not going to look back on it. I'm just going to look at all the positive things and get Goran healthy and Bam healthy and bring everybody back and try to add to the mix.
So there you go, Leroy. That was the full exchange of
did have to come back and say he meant an asterisk by our name,
right?
The Lakers, because
this is what
that
happens.
Asterisk comes across as a negative thing.
I listen. It was a whole long answer, and I texted you guys immediately. I was like, FYI, my question ruined Pat Riley's day. Because you know, it actually does in some ways bother me. Because, man, if we did have everybody, I would have liked. Because why would it naturally not? First of all, Pat Riley owes nothing to nobody. Like, you're allowed to be within your own thoughts. Think about what if. It's not like he's going on First Take the next day and saying it.
But here's the thing, though. I don't have a problem with anything he said for this reason. You built a team with a way of and a method of playing, unlike, I might add, any other team you've ever had. So you already have questions. Is this going to work on the big stage? So you get to the big stage, you get excited to see if what you have done to change the way you have done things is going to work.
Right.
And then guys get hurt. And you never get to see whether what you have done, because guess what? If you want to know what Pat Riley wants his team to look like, just look at the Lakers. Because that's what the Heat were with the big three. You had three guys, a couple of young guys you never have to depend on, and a whole bunch of vets to come off the floor that had been there before, that if something goes wrong, you got a vet that could come through. Right? Yeah.
Well, so he ends up giving credit to the Lakers. He praises the Lakers. He says it's not an excuse. He hates doing it. There, in a 3-minute answer, is there natural wonder from his standpoint? Yeah, if we were at full strength, would I have liked to see what that is? Obviously. But he said the A word. He said the A word, and everybody ran with it. And so I start hitting you guys up on Saturday. I say, look what I've done. I see CBS Sports headline: Pat Riley says LeBron and Lakers beat the Heat fair and square, but there'll always be an asterisk. Yahoo Sports: they beat us fair and square, but there'll always be an asterisk.
Here's how this goes.
Go
ahead.
Slam Online: Pat Riley believes Lakers 2020 championship deserves an asterisk. These are just the headlines. Deserves an asterisk.
Oh, no, they even changed it. They didn't even.
Bleacher Report: Pat Riley thinks Bam and Goran at 100% would have changed the finals. They would have beat, and then giant bold quote: they beat us fair and square, but there's always going to be an asterisk. That caveat. NBC Sports: Pat Riley says Lakers title has asterisk due to Miami injuries. So everybody just took a 3-minute answer. They took a little part of it, and they, boom, they made it seem like bitter old man. He's hosing down the Lakers. He's hosing down LeBron.
Now,
Riley's still salty.
Here's what sucks about this. And this is why when people wonder why I get on the media so much and why I think they have a lot of low-rent moves, here's one of those low-rent moves. Because guess what they're going to do? They're going to take that little snippet and take it to LeBron.
Yep.
You see what I mean?
Yep. LeBron just sees it on social media.
Right. And so, and then this whole conversation becomes about LeBron, not about what was taken out of context.
And their relationship. And people are going to go back to
Exactly.
And by the way, and the thing with this organization is this organization lives in the no excuse zone. Like, they will not talk. And the thing that pissed me off the most during the NBA Finals was the Heat are sitting here. It's Jimmy Butler and just everybody, you know, a teenager, Kelly Olynyk. They're stringing it together. And the minute that they get a win, Frank Vogel's bitching about the referees. I hated that.
Hold on. All coaches do that.
No.
Yes, they do.
Spo doesn't
yes,
do that.
Yes, they do.
Spo doesn't do that.
Yes.
No, he doesn't.
Well, when you start a conversation with "do not find me," yes, you do.
That's different.
Oh, my goodness.
That's different. It's not the same.
Wait. Perfect phrase.
"Do not find me."
They Tobin'd the answer. Yes.
There was, well, look, when he did say it, I'm not going to lie, when he did say it in all of it, when he said the word asterisk, my ears did perk up. I'm like, oh.
Right.
Because, you know, I remember the last time that happened during the playoffs. It was when the Boston series starting, and Gogi said the thing about Giannis, where he's like, oh, we can't just, he goes, he's got support that Giannis doesn't have. And it says, oh, he's adorable in Slovenia. People are going to run with that. You know, I know in this business when the media will be skeevy and run with something. And I did think, oh, you say the A word and people are going to run with that. Now, Riley did clarify, as Leroy said, he did have a clarifying statement on Sunday. He says, the asterisk is next to the Heat's name, not the Lakers. Their title is legitimate. Our loss has an asterisk next to it. The Lakers were the better team.
Hey, period. Is it safe to say that in the bubble, the teams that had the home court advantage were at a disadvantage because they fought all year for something and they couldn't take advantage of it?
Yeah, I would say, right? So. I don't disagree with that. I think, right, that, and I think that probably helped the. I mean, look, the Heat were a 5 seed, so they would have been wouldn't have had home court advantage in any series.
Well, they would have tried harder to secure the home court advantage in the first
really
round.
Stop,
probably,
Robbie.
But Robbie, right,
you're like, you stop making it sound like, oh, if they known,
so they would have had
the teams had to come, they would have just won that game.
They
get out of here.
Okay, so they would have had it. Let's just argue around. They would have had it against the Pacers.
All right,
right.
Oh, and that was the other funny thing, is everybody was like, oh, well, how about the Heat's run? It's tainted. Sabonis was out. Giannis was out after three games. It's like, bro, they were up 3-0 without Giannis, with Giannis in there. They were kicking his ass with or without. They won their only game without Giannis. Like, don't, you know, that's the thing that I'm sure Riley hated, is like, oh, now everyone's going to think that, oh, our run is fugazi. Like, he doesn't want to do that.
Like, but that works both. That, right. See, and that's the thing. If you were to put something out there like that, then people are going to start picking apart your, look, man, I don't care how you got there. It is not, like, guess what? I'll give you, let's make this a football thing for a second, right? Do you realize how bad Ben Roethlisberger was in his first Super Bowl win? Do you realize how bad Tom Brady was in his Super Bowl win? But guess what they talk about? Super Bowl champs. That's it.
Rings.
That's it. So don't all of a sudden you just add that to the number of Super Bowl rings they have. Okay? Look, it hurts my heart to say Trent Dilfer, Super Bowl champ.
That hurts your heart?
Because I know why they won.
Yeah.
Right. Let's keep it real. But guess
although,
what?
Although now he's the Tua guru, so
I must acknowledge.
Slow your roll.
That Trent Dilfer, for the rest of his life, will be a Super Bowl champ. Okay? But when we think about quarterbacks, like, we automatically assume that team won because of, you know, the quarterback. No. So in basketball, who cares?
But also, like, why? But, you know, but this is the other thing. Like, the asterisk word always makes people crazy. But why can't Pat Riley, in a moment of honesty, say, yeah, I would have liked to have.
Oh, now you like honesty. Now you like honesty.
I'm just saying, like,
bum. You bum. You just got on Fitzpatrick being honest.
Oh, because.
Get out of here with you.
No. That's selfish honesty.
No. Because Pat Riley, you like him, and you like Tua, and you don't like Fitzpatrick.
That's not the same thing. That's not the same thing.
Boxed in, Robbie.
That's not the same thing.
You have what?
That's not the same. Right, Ryan Fitzpatrick having a selfish moment where he's like, oh, look at
it's,
me.
It's a Riley's selfish not, moment. Riley's it's not an emotional moment.
No, Riley is doing reflecting on a painful loss in the finals and also the fact that they got in there right away and lost their two of their best players. What's wrong with that? Why can't we? Let me tell you something. You don't think that the Lakers would be bitching and moaning if they lost anybody for any amount of time? Get the hell out of here. Sure, nonstop.
No.
I haven't heard how LeBron James should have been MVP of the 2015 finals left and right. Oh, because he was out there with Dellavedova. Oh, they did it for him? So Riley can't go out there and say, oh, you know what? It would have been nice to have our leading scorer.
But it's one thing for people to do it for you. It's another thing to do it yourself.
Well, yeah, that's how I went into the question, because I was upset. I'm still thinking about it.
Hey, I think I need a... I don't want to do this, but I must. You were suspended for 2 interviews.
What?
For asking Pat Riley questions.
Why?
Because
why
are you suspended? You keep making the old man feel sad.
Well, it's just no.
You're a dream squasher.
Pat Riley and I are kindred petty spirits. That's what it comes down
right,
to.
Right.
We're kindred
right.
petty spirits. And everybody wants to go in there and they want to ask about the future. I want to ask about the past.
The opposite of Mark McGuire.
By the way, now you talk. Where's my boxed in?
I had to hear the case out. And then you were starting to agree with Tony.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
illegitimate boxed in.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, there will be other stuff that makes you happy with Pat Riley, because he talked about Bam. I think you're going to like what he says, Leroy. I'll tell you, we'll bring you that next. The Texas Show at 786-360-0790. Text on the ticket driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. Text writes in, wow, Tobin, such a fake laugh. Sounded like a little kid laughing at Grandpa's joke. That was Skolnick. That wasn't me. I was muted. That was Skolnick giggling like a schoolgirl. So go to hell, Texter. Although I was giggling like a schoolgirl, muted on my line.
You know how to use the Zoom, unlike your other guy with a close last name to you.
Tubin? You got to know where to aim that webcam, playboy. Another Texter says, Tobin banned from talking to Riley. Made him sad.
Yeah.
You know, there's always going to be that asterisk.
That's what everybody heard. Everybody, Riley talks for 3 minutes, and all anybody heard this week, because it's going to be on all the debate shows. Like, you put all the clarifying statements you want.
But the thing is
that if you get a chance to debate LeBron's championships, first take, Skip Bayless, Undisputed, they're all the jump. They're all running with it this week.
First things first.
Pat Riley said what? He said asterisk. Put it up there. Right, Rachel Nichols.
But here's the problem.
Paul Pierce.
If you have the whole quote, right? If you have the whole quote and you only play that portion of it to debate it, how good of a journalist are you? A reporter?
You're terrible at it.
Right. Okay. So
you're terrible
I just
at
want
it.
I just want to so all those headlines, right? That put that out there to make that the focal point of what Pat Riley said.
Yeah.
Right? You wonder why players and people think the way they do about you.
Well, can I have a moment of honesty, though?
Sure.
I'm glad that he said it. Because you want to know something? It's okay to say, what if we did have our guys? What would have happened in the finals? It's okay. I know that he won't make
excuses. Then
say that. I know that he won't make excuses. I'll make excuses all day, son.
No. Listen, there's never been a time when I've been on a team that lost a key player that I haven't said, you know, I don't know if it would have been any different, but I would have liked to have all my players.
Look, this happens all the time. Like the years before, it feels like we've gone through this now in a bunch of finals in a row where, like, people are playing these finals by attrition. Whoever is the healthiest is going to end up holding the trophy at the end.
But that's part of it, though.
Nobody talks about the Raptors championship having an asterisk in it. No, just Kevin Durant and no Klay Thompson. Now, the thing is, nobody feels sorry for the Warriors because they gimmick the system. But they lost their 2 best players. Nobody cares.
Here's the problem, though. That is part of it. When you talk about being healthy throughout your run, that is a big piece. Like, you can have the best team and not win because of injuries, but everybody else is taking that same risk.
Oh, man.
You know, there's always going to be that asterisk.
Knock it off, Robbie.
Oh, boy.
We're going to get banned. I'm going to get suspended. Leroy's called for me to be suspended from Heat Media. Why? Why are you trying to have me suspended?
Because you look what you did.
I didn't mean to. And it's not my fault that the media is low rent.
Yeah, all right.
Just wanted to chop it up with the Godfather a little bit about the finals, you know?
The media and Robbie, because Robbie played a part that you kept from that interview.
Hmm?
Here it comes. Go ahead, Robbie.
You know, there's always going to be that asterisk.
Yeah. See? There you go.
I don't think I should be banned. You know,
yes.
Godfather and I just want to...
You're two for two.
Okay, look.
Two questions.
Hey. Let's be honest. He's thought about it. He's thought about it. It's okay.
He might have said it anyway.
This is what you have to stop doing. Stop going into these pressers as Pope Petty. Right? Go in there as Brendan Tobin, not as Pope Petty. Because all your questions have a petty tinge to it. Right? Because of how you feel.
Mm.
Right? Oh, I know this would have been so different if all our guys were healthy.
It would have been.
Impressions of the South Florida crowd tonight. It's been a while since
you
guys been here.
You can't play that game.
No, Gogi.
You cannot play that game.
There's always going to be that asterisk.
Here's why. Jimmy Butler needed to go 40-37 to win two games.
Yep.
But if those other players are there, he doesn't shoot as much.
Yeah, but also, he's also not as exhausted by game six.
True. But see how this all plays out? It keeps more. No, man. It's part of the game. It's unfortunate.
Everyone's mad at me. Everyone's so mad at me.
Right, of course.
Everyone's mad at me. Minus 100. Give him all the minuses.
Minus one.
Suspend him.
Leroy is complaining about low rent media moves. It's hilarious. Is he upset other outlets are stealing his move? No. Dude, if you know anything about me, I'm not even... No. That doesn't even sound like something I would say.
It is a fair question, though, considering...
I would never say that to Pat Riley. let's get some good Pat Riley, though. There is some good news, okay? Let's get off this, this scandalous tabloid media.
There's always going to be that asterisk.
Knock it off, Robbie. We're going to get suspended. He did. He was asked about Bam's extension, Leroy. And
let's hear it.
Now, I think you're going to like it. I think he came strong.
No. I'm going to take this comment and I'm going to listen to it and see if it's just something that he's saying to keep you guys off.
Oh.
Or is it something he's saying to get it done? Because who's to say he's not going to call Bam the next day and say, here's what the deal is, player, and still try to get him to do it. So let's hear.
All right, here we go.
I'm not going to approach it that way. And I really don't want to get into any kind of discussions at this point about it. I think all the hypotheticals out there about what people think, you know, is going to happen, you know, that's what they are. I mean, you know, you all know our numbers. You know what the situation is. You know the free agents in 20 and 21. So when it comes to our players, we want to take care of them, and especially the ones that we really value. We value Bam Adebayo. I mean, he's an all-star, and he's young, and he's great. And we're going to do what is in his best interest. You know, that's what I think we have to do, and that's our approach. So there hasn't been any real discussions with anybody about anything as the season just ended a couple of weeks ago. So I think you have to let people sort of catch their breath, think about things. The free agents have to think about things. They don't even have the numbers. Their agents don't have the numbers. And so, but we love Bam. He's a cornerstone to our franchise. And, you know, it would be in our best interest to make sure we do the right thing with him.
Tell him now, my money. That's right. Does that sound like bring me my money?
Nope.
We're gonna wait. We're gonna see. Whoa. Robbie.
No, he said cornerstone and best interest.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Mr. Thomas, because Pat Riley once said this 4 years ago.
Compensation is about recognition and respect.
So you guys think he's being
what he's done in this city over the last 13 years is irreplaceable, and so we want to do the right thing.
Hold on.
The right thing.
Hold on.
Wait.
Wait.
Did do the right thing mean go play in Chicago?
Well, he did give him credit for getting Jimmy Butler at the press conference. He did do that.
Wait, so he said some of the same things he said with D-Wade.
He didn't say the same things. He said, cornerstone, we're going to do the right thing by him.
Do the right thing. They said they were going to do the right thing both by times. D-Wade, too. Oh, same
So you think that he says, oh, do the right thing is you're going to get your money anyway, but you play with Giannis? No.
That means you're playing games.
I took that as we're going to pay him this year.
You're playing games. That sounds like some verbal jujitsu.
I don't think it was. I don't think it could be.
I ain't buying it.
What? I ain't buying it.
Wait, when can Bam sign an extension?
I mean, whenever the hell the offseason starts. Who knows?
Okay.
He's eligible.
Does offseason start before or after the draft? After the draft,
after,
right?
After.
Okay. So say the draft's November 18th.
November 18th is the draft, yes.
Right. The new year starts before that, though, doesn't it?
I don't know, dude. Like, they're putting the Christmas years out there. They're saying Christmas, Martin Luther King Day. All this stuff is still up in the air. Like, that legitimately is all still up in the air.
So let's just say, for argument's sake.
Let's just call it Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, the new year starts.
Let's say the new year starts on Thanksgiving, Turkey Day.
You know what? There should be a turkey and a contract delivered to Bam.
Really?
Here's for your family. Here's a little something for you.
You think Pat Riley should go to Bam's house dressed as a pilgrim? Right.
Yep. With offerings. With offerings.
Sweet potato pie and a Max deal.
Because you say you want to do right by Bam, and you say you want to do right by your team. There is no other way. If you go in any other way, then it shows something different. Would we agree? If he goes in there trying to talk Bam into waiting, if he goes in there, then what he said about Bam is a cornerstone, when a guy's getting ready for his first extension and he tries to play that game, no way. Nope. Nope. Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Tell them, bring me my money.
That is correct.
We're back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win a Nest Audio from Google. Be listening for the code word coming up at around 9 o'clock and text that to 20357. And you'll have a chance to win. Get the latest sports news from the ticket with a little help from Google. Just say, hey, Google, play 7-9 of the ticket for your chance to win. That's coming up around 9 o'clock. You text the keyword to 20357. Message and data rates may apply. You can horse text the show at 786-360-0790. No Dolphins yesterday, so you got to enjoy your NFL Sunday. We learned today Leroy's never watched the Red Zone, which I think is crazy. I think that's not, he is missing out. But there was some crazy good action in the 1 o'clock slate with Steelers Titans, crazy ending. You had Bengals Browns, which was a crazy ending.
Yep.
You had the Falcons game, which was the craziest ending. And you knew Todd Gurley as soon as he scored that touchdown. Atlanta is unbelievable with the new ways they come up with blowing games, Leroy.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It's unbelievable how they continue to pull this off is so impressive, because you knew as soon as he scored that touchdown and there was just a little life left, you knew even at them taking on the Lions and their Keebler Elf head coach, the Falcons are gonna lose. They're gonna lose.
It's unbelievable.
The Dolphins got good news yesterday, as they are still just a game back of the Jets for the Tank for Trevor sweepstakes, as the Texans lost yesterday. That's the Dolphins' first round pick.
Hey, by the way, don't you guys owe somebody a little apology?
Who?
Who?
Ryan Tannehill?
Did he win?
Oh, come on!
Did he win?
Hey,
did he
you
win?
Thought it was going to be a blowout. I got boat race.
Oh, well, we did. Leroy does have the receipts. If he were to take our phone, we were mocking Ryan Tannehill.
Yes.
No shot. Oh, double-digit lead. They got no double-digit
deficit. Same old Tannehill.
Same old Tannehill. Let's see him do it coming from behind.
And he did.
Yeah, he did, you know.
No, it wasn't him. Don't do that.
Derrick
don't
Henry like that. A pony.
Don't do that. It was a field goal kicker. It was a good game, though. Didn't start out well.
I did like the fact I picked Tannehill this week because I wanted him to beat Minka Fitzpatrick, that loser.
Would it end up being a push or?
No. I think I won.
Tennessee was favored. Tennessee was favored.
They were favored?
Yeah.
So what was the spread, though?
They were favored by 1 point.
Oh, so it was a loss.
Bummer. Oh, well. But yeah, Minka Fitzpatrick did have a big holding call on him. He got burned. He got roasty toasted a couple times. So I was happy with that.
Fitzpatrick is a center fielder. He can't cover a cold.
Put him in, coach.
So if you had to do a team petty watch, I'm definitely more Minka Fitzpatrick than Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill is just like best at both parties. You ever have like these celebrity divorces? And they're just like, they respectively part their ways, you know, amicably separated. You know, just like, it was time.
Okay.
I don't feel it one way or another. You know, good on him. I don't have team petty. It would have been very embarrassing if he would have won the Super Bowl last year in Miami. I mean, there's no mincing words. That would have been horrible.
Even if he would have came to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Hey, but look, no one's beating the Chiefs. So what are we talking about?
Right.
Doesn't matter. That team's going to rain hell over everybody.
And they got Le'Veon Bell.
Now, and that giant. Did I see that? I think I saw that Le'Veon Bell, his first carry for 16 yards, topped his best Jets carry already.
Oh,
first carry.
Jeez.
That's tremendous.
Chad Henne got a touchdown yesterday.
Did he really?
Yes, for the Chiefs. There was such a blah. They brought him in there. He did like a read option and ran it in.
Oh, wow.
Four times.
How old is Chad Henne?
They said he's been in the league for 13 years.
Wow.
Chad Henne's 35.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Holy smokes.
And wow. I only knew that because I was watching the Red Zone channel.
Hey, wait. Wait. Let's put this in perspective. He is 2 years younger than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yep. Yes, he is.
Wow.
Yes, he is. And yet Matt Hasselbeck thinks that, you know, there's a big conspiracy going around.
No. I will say this. That is people talking outside of what they see on a daily basis. Right? And so I understand why they're saying that. But from going through it every day and seeing what's going on and seeing the games, I can tell you why Ryan Fitzpatrick is getting replaced, why it probably was a plan all along, regardless of the circumstances, and why Ryan Tannehill could be upset. All these things could be true. All of them.
Fitzpatrick could be upset.
Fitzpatrick. All of them could be true. So I don't, like, I'm not, it's not like I'm defending Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Is Flores? I think Flores was talking today this afternoon. Is he gonna get peppered with stuff like that? Like, oh, you blindsided Fitzpatrick, or is it like enough time passed where he can just move on?
No, they're gonna ask him stuff like this. Were you the guy who made this decision?
He said he was.
Right. Okay.
He's not gonna
ask him again.
He's not gonna
call him.
What went into this decision?
He's old.
No, he's not gonna say that.
He should.
But here's where coaches, and I'm going to give Flo a lot of credit beforehand, okay? Because I told you right away what the issue was. You can't get the ball deep.
Mm-hmm.
And you got guys running down the field that are pretty open.
I hope Brian Flores comes to the podium today with Olive Garden breadsticks.
But he's not going to say that. He's not going to do that.
He doesn't have to. It's a subliminal sign to me, knowing he goes, no. Noodle
right.
arm.
Right.
All right. It goes to Beasley. You want one?
Somebody says Steelers could beat the Chiefs. Okay.
I don't know, man.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, man.
Here, if you want me to think the Steelers could beat the Chiefs, let me see them beat the Ravens.
That's this week.
Right.
Is that Sunday night?
Nope.
Next week.
No, we got to watch the
Steelers. Just played yesterday.
We got to watch the Cowboys and the Eagles on Sunday night.
So,
really?
So,
yes.
So here's what I'll say. My eyebrows will raise because I'm still not sold on the Steelers yet. I will raise an eyebrow and consider it if they beat the Ravens.
Did you see that yesterday? The Jets handed over play calling duties to that lackey Dowell Loggins.
Same thing.
Oh, and guess what they got out of it? A cover. That's it. Still a loss.
Still a loss. They had a lead though. They had a lead.
It's only because the Bills all they had were field goals. The Bills couldn't score a touchdown.
See, I know.
You know what's amazing here? This could look like the greatest coaching move ever for this reason. This division is still not decided.
Definitely not.
And the Bills are getting ready to pay their check.
I thought they were doing a major payment yesterday. I thought
well, was the Jets, so they still got off cheap.
Yep, it's
right.
Still the Jets.
You paid your bill, but it was against the Jets.
Right.
So we'll see what's going on with them.
Patriots stink, dude.
Patriots stink.
They stink.
Patriots stink. I hate to say this, because I like them.
Newton.
The Cam Newton experiment.
Oh wow! I got it. You know what? I'm gonna do this during the break. I'm gonna fire up the radio.com machine. I got to see what they're saying in Boston. They got to be.
Because
Bill Belichick, he's got to grab Cam Newton by the neck and he's got to fix this. Oh, it's got to be such a party too, because Tom Brady's balling out. Oh man,
that's what I said. But wait, if we did say who's gonna be better.
I don't know. Well, listen, first 2 weeks of the season, people definitely probably thought it was Patriots.
I can already see it on First Take and on the debate shows.
No. I think I always said Tampa would be better because they have better team. They have better players.
Oh, they have every weapon in the world.
Question on First Take. Is Belichick a product of the Brady system?
Oh, wow. That's deep.
Whoa.
Wow. Oh, they got the Giants next week. And they got the Giants next week. That's a free win.
You want to talk about some tanking on a sneak? Look at how many players opted out for New England.
Well, maybe, but are they doing it better than the Jets? Like, what, you know, or do you?
They're just doing it on the lowdown, right? The Jets are trying to win and sucking. That's a whole nother level there.
But it is a crazy thing. Like, can you still – like, do you see that in his career, though? Like, it's almost like Popovich. Like, Popovich going through this rebuild thing. Like, can you picture a guy like Belichick going through the rookie bumps and bruises that there are going to be? Because, like, look, Justin Herbert and Burrow look really great. They're still one-win team and a two-win team. Like, there's going to be – there's going to be some kind of growth that goes there. Like it's kind of still crazy to think about. Like, wow, he's never really been through this since. I mean, quite frankly, since he's coached you,
right? I mean,
and by the way, don't sleep on Justin Fields either. They don't get Trevor. They can still get a high pick to get Justin Fields. He balled out on Saturday.
Did he? Is that why the Canes dropped in the polls, Robbie? Did Ohio State leap them? Like, what happened?
Well, Ohio State was already ranked
higher than them.
They were.
Which
yeah, I've, that's kind
of
garbage.
I know Penn State dropped out of the top 10 because they lost. But I think BYU.
Oh, BYU. Not only did they lose, they lost to Indiana. If it wasn't for Rutgers, Indiana would be the Rutgers of the Big Ten.
And then sure enough, Indiana plays Rutgers this Saturday.
Ooh.
Oh, and that's a ranking game?
That is a ranking, even though they were literally inches away from not being ranked. It was very debatable, that last play in Indiana.
So this is a true double R coming up here.
Yeah, I believe so, yes. And Indiana's whooped up on Rutgers in the past, even when Indiana's terrible.
All right.
But to answer your question, Tobin, at BYU, they jumped the Canes in the rankings.
Well, I guess we'll save that for this week's Mag 7.
They've been steamrolling everybody.
We'll get you caught up with your headlines. Robbie will get you all that type of stuff. Plus, your chance to win a Google Nest Audio is coming up right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.